Luke 9, 1 through 9. And he called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal. And he said to them, take nothing for your journey, no staff, nor bag, nor bread, nor money, and do not have two tunics. And whatever house you enter, stay there, and do not depart. And whatever they put before you, and if wherever they do not receive you, you leave that town, shaking the dust from your feet as a testimony against them. And they departed and went through the villages, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Now Herod the Tetrarch heard about all that was happening, and he was perplexed, because it was said by some that John had been raised from the dead, by some that Elijah had appeared, and by others that one of the prophets of old had risen. Herod said, John I beheaded, but who is this about whom I hear such things? And he sought to see him. This is a statement from Herod. I am Tetrarch of Judea, and I don't know what to make of what I'm hearing. I'm intrigued. Who is this kingdom? What is this kingdom? And who is this man, Jesus? I'm not particularly threatened. 12 men that he sends out. I'm not thrilled. I've killed a lot of people in my life, including John the Baptist, about whom people associate this man. Nor am I thrilled about these religious figures that are used to compare to Jesus. I'm not threatened by 12 men. I'm not thrilled. But I am intrigued. These men drop what they're doing, and they march through the land from village to village. They act like they have something to say about a kingdom that can surely not threaten the kingdom of Rome, of which I am a client. But they act as if wherever they go, that people need to listen to them or forget about any hope, and they move on. So I want to meet this man, and I want to learn more about this kingdom. Well, Theophilus, that was the statement that you heard from Herod about Jesus. Now, my question for you, Theophilus, is there any evidence about you that would make people in high positions notice the kind of life you're living? Or are you just living life like everybody else?